When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh yeah.
All right, here we go. I'm taking away a little Bold Face Truth, Bold Face Lie, postseason edition.
All right. Well, listen, JD Martinez has been a little slumpy yeah. lately, but he may play. But, you know, we'll start this with you, Sal. JD Martinez will get over 2.5 hits versus the Brewers in the wild card series.
No, I'm going to go under. Now, we haven't even seen the lineups. We've just seen the rosters here. Got to be honest with you. I'm looking over the roster. How the hell did this team win 89 games? I mean, it is just, when you actually see it on paper like that, whether it's the bullpen or whatever, I'm going to go under that. I just don't trust you. I like JD Martinez personally. Like, I think he's been important to this team, BT. I have no confidence in him at the plate right now. I think that's asking a lot. That's even if he plays in both these games or all three of these games. Yeah. I'm going to go under that.
I'm definitely going under. I'm going to say that's a bold-faced lie. He's not going to go over 2.5 hits. Again, and listen, not to be repetitive, I don't know if he's playing every game. And if he does, I don't really know what he's going to deliver. So, you know, that seems a little ambitious.
Would you have him in there? They're facing a righty in Peralta. Who is it tonight? Is it Peralta?
Peralta's so, going for the Brewers.
Right.
Would I have him in there?
I would not.
I don't think. I'd probably have Winker.
I know, but they did yesterday. They had him in there. He's a veteran.
Against a righty.
Winker's been struggling, too. But
I know.
Just something about it. I don't know. I don't know what
he's going to do, actually. I don't need to play him.
There's a threat there with Martinez, but it's not enough for me. Plus, he can't move. He doesn't run. I need somebody that could help in other areas. Go ahead.
I got to be honest with you. Jesse Winker looked very inactive last night in the celebration. Like, his hair was perfect. His shirt was barely touched. Mm. I'm not really sure if he's ready to play ball.
Yeah. Well, see if they win this series. He'll be, I'm sure, a wild man because they couldn't really. It was a subdued celebration yesterday. All right. What's number two?
For BT, ball face lie, ball face truth. This is the final series Pete Alonso plays in a New York Mets uniform.
Oh, this is almost a segment. Forget about this. This is the final series. Oh, my goodness. That Pete Alonso plays as a Met.
That's a loaded question.
Oof. I am going to say bold face lie. I'm going to say that I'm not sure that they'll win this series. That's not where I'm going. But I think that they find some common ground on a contract that is doable for both sides. I'm not saying that I would do this, but I believe he's back next year at a very different number and length.
I'm going to say that is a... Look, I hate to even say this, but I just got to be honest with you. I'm going to say it's a bald-faced truth. More so... Well, not... Yes, the contract. I think this is a bad matchup against Milwaukee. And I feel like at some point, while we love this team and they've been resilient, at some point, like the Brewers, I think, are just better.
Mm-hmm.
I watched them. I watched them play the Brewers 6 games. I know, does it matter in the regular season what happens now? No. But we just saw it the other day. It's not even going back to all the way to, you know, the first series of the year. We just saw it the other day. And the one game the Mets won was a game where Milwaukee, you know, like it wasn't like they were going all out to win. I think Milwaukee creates chaos and is going to be a problem. So even if the Mets do win, well, obviously if they win, it's not going to be the last series. But you also have the other factor there with the free agency.
Well, that's how I attacked it.
Yeah, I think there's too many. I don't think he's coming back as a free agent either. So. I'm going to say it's a bald-faced truth. This is his last series of Met.
Sorry for the loaded question, but I do.
Yeah, I don't want to,
tough one.
Good. It's a good question. I don't want to be negative and pick against the Mets, but my gut is saying that Milwaukee's going to win the series. I mean,
I'm convinced the Mets are still getting past the Brewers, but this is the one team I didn't want to play. I'll be on record for that. Final question. It's not a Mets-related question. It is maybe a playoff-related question because maybe one of the best players to ever play in anything, whether it's playoff or whatever. Unfortunately, Pete Rose passed away yesterday, age 83. Question, Ballface Live, Ballface Truth, to you, Sal Licata. Pete Rose will make the Hall of Fame before Barry Bonds.
I don't think he's getting in. So it's a bald-faced lie. I do not think Pete Rose is ever going to get in the Hall of Fame. Bonds not. It doesn't really matter. Is he going to get in or not? And also, BT, remember, with Pete Rose passing, and we talking about Pete Rose recently.
I know.
Watched that special on Max or whatever it is. And I loved Pete Rose as a player. Matter of fact, I went to Cincinnati to see them unveil the statue of Pete Rose. It was the one time I went to check out that ballpark. So I like the history. I don't think he's I don't think he was a good person. We've talked about this.
Uh-huh.
His biggest fear was getting into the Hall of Fame after he died.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad.
And now no matter what,
yep.
Even if he does get in, obviously he's not going to be around to see it. So it's case closed. Like, Pete Rose and the Hall of Fame, it doesn't matter anymore because he's dead.
Well, it matters to his kids, matters to his family.
Yeah, but you think they would even want it, or you think that
Pete I can't Rose, answer that.
Well, because Pete himself said he didn't, like, he wanted it while he was alive. He didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say they don't put him in, though, so I'm going to say it's a bald face. I forget which one it was, but he's not getting in.
I believe eventually he's going to get in, which is really,
wow.
It's unfair. I mean, at this point, it's just... You know, Pete is...
Just slap in the face if he gets in now.
He's a complex figure, man. I've interviewed Pete twice. He is very complicated, very dark with certain things. I also think, you know, and first and foremost, rest in peace.
Yep.
But I think he was overrated. I know that's not a very popular opinion today. Like,
shocked that you say that.
Well, if Pete Rose was playing today with no power, how's he perceived?
He probably wouldn't be in the big leagues. Charlie Hustle doesn't make it because of the analytics.
Okay,
but he's an all-time hits leader in the sport.
I understand that. You know, there's something to be said for longevity. He's great. I just, like, when I think of, like, pure hitters, like the greatest pure hitters, I think of obviously Ted Williams and Tony Gwynn and Wade Boggs and Ichiro and Rod Carew and healthy Mattingly pre-back and, you know, Miggy Cabrera and Pujols and some of these righties that hit 330, 340. I don't think of Pete Rose. Now, Pete's the ultimate gamer, and he's a champion, and he's a legendary baseball figure.
Nobody's
and
again, coming close to the hit total either.
I agree, but I don't associate the compilation of numbers as the greatest. Like, yes, he literally has the most hits.
Right.
I never thought he was one of the greatest players of all time.
He did win an MVP.
I understand. His OPS is under 800.
Yeah. What is it?
790.
What was his career batting average?
303.
Yeah.
It's not like it's 330.
He
had no home runs.
Played 24 years.
30 no home runs.
To hit 300 for
didn't
playing
steal
24
bases.
Years?
I'm just saying, if Pete Rose was playing today, right, and he hit 303 with 9 home runs, because that's basically what he averaged. He averaged 7 home runs over the course of a season with 60 RBIs. How do we, what kind of player is he? It's not to disparage him, but it's to contextualize. That's just my opinion.
He's not a power.
I can name 30 players who are better than Pete Rose. They're really good. Maybe 50.
He's not a power guy. That's not his strength.
I understand. I mean, George Brett, better. Ripken, better. Derek Jeter, better.
I don't think Cal Ripken was a better player than Pete Rose. Cal Ripken was not a better player than Pete Rose. No
yes,
way.
Yes, he was.
No
He played a better
way.
He played a more important position.
No
Get power.
Way. He was just... Cal Ripken was good. I'm not trying to knock Cal
no,
Ripken.
No, you're not.
I
Listen,
think
we
Pete
see
Rose
it differently.
Pete, I'm shocked that you would say that.
Why? I've always thought this about Pete. I've always thought that Pete Rose was overrated. Just because you play longer than anybody... I don't want to gloss over the actual sheer amount of hits. It's right. A massive amount. And he's the all-time hits leader. I don't think he's one of the best players of all time.
He led the league
I know.
In hits 1, 2, 3, 4,
so did
five,
Wade Boggs.
6, 7 times.
So did Wade Boggs.
Oh.
How is Pete Rose better than Wade Boggs?
I mean, I'm not saying he's better than Boggs. He's better than Cal Ripken, but...
How is he better than Carew? Yeah. Rogers Hornsby, Ty Cobb.
Ah, God.
Come on.
Charlie Hustle.
Okay, so the nickname's phenomenal. Yeah. Great
it's not,
nickname.
It's
got the best nickname of all time.
It's not a nickname. It's what he did. I mean,
come on. He also slid head first, but he didn't have to.
Come
on.
I mean, the guy wanted, what do you mean? Wanted to play hard.
So why is he Charlie Hustle? Because he sprinted down to first base after a walk, and he slid into third base when there was no throw?
He was an MVP, a World Series MVP.
Okay.
He was a 17-time All-Star.
I understand that.
Rookie of the Year.
Hank Aaron, yeah. Willie Mays, Babe Ruth,
won
Stan Musial, Chris Speaker,
times,
stop.
Silver Slugger. I mean,
Frank Robinson. Sal.
How he's overrated.
He is.
I just don't get it.
He's overrated.
Now, where you would put him in...
He's not even in my top 30 position players. Bonds. I mean, I could just rattle off name after name.
Yeah, these
Trout.
Guys, I'd like to compare and actually take a deep dive at some point.
Judge.
Oh, God. Mike Trout, please.
Come on.
Oh, come
on. He's a singles hitter.
He's a hitter. He's a ball player.
A slap hitter.
Oh, God. I mean, he played baseball as well as anybody that played baseball. I'm shocked.
But he thinks he's the best player on his team. I think Bench and Morgan were both better.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, but nobody in the sport who's ever played has more hits than
I understand
Rose.
That. He's the all-time hits leader.
And it's the name
not
of the game,
best
hitting the baseball. I mean, he was,
DiMaggio.
Yeah.
There's a million players better than him.
I get it, but it doesn't mean...
I don't think you do.
It doesn't mean that he's overrated.
I think he does. Because I think there's an association with just because you do this, it means you're that. And for me, it doesn't.
But what more would you want
to see? He wasn't a great fielder.
Okay, wait, but MVP check.
How many?
One.
Okay.
Three World Series wins.
Understood.
Silver Slugger. Three-time
batting. How many Silver Sluggers?
One.
About one?
So,
he played
yeah.
20 years.
Three-time batting title.
Okay. Wade Boggs had six.
World Series MVP.
Fantastic.
Two-time Gold Glove winner. 17-time
All-Star. Two-time Gold Glove. Come on, Sal.
17-time All-Star. I'm just saying, like, what more do you want?
If you want to be one of the best, how about seven Silver Sluggers? Yeah. How about nine Gold Gloves? How about three MVPs?
He checked the old-timers. He led the league in hits.
I understand what he did. See, I've thought about this for a long time, and I hate that today's the day to have the day. But, you know, Pete is a complex figure who brought this upon himself. He just wasn't a good guy.
Well, that's a different argument.
Somebody dies, I'm not going to sit here and say he was a fantastic human being.
Well, nobody's saying that.
I understand you're not.
He's an underrated
player. I know you're not. I don't want to twist that. I know you're not. But I also don't want to elevate what he was just because he died.
Yeah.
I mean... There are so many players better than Pete Rose.
Wade Boggs led the league in hits one time.
What's his career average?
328.
Okay. Pete Rose is 303.
Yeah, I get it. Not even close. I get it. Well,
what's Tony Gwynn?
Well, no, it is close.
No, 328 is close to 303.
It's .25 points.
Sal, how many hits is that over the course of a 20-year career?
Not enough. Pete Rose had more.
Sal. I'm saying that like the... A 325 hitter versus a 303 hitter is like Joe Montana and Ryan Tannehill.
He led the league in hits once, Boggs. I'm not minimizing Boggs.
How many Silver Sluggers does he have?
Eight.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Mike Schmidt. Didn't even mention Mike Schmidt.
I think Mike Schmidt's a better player.
He is.
Let's see.
George Brett, better.
Cal Ripken. Led the league in hits a robust one time.
Okay, how many home runs does Cal Ripken have?
Yeah, but Pete's not a power hitter.
I know that. All he did was slap singles.
Cal Ripken, .276 career hitter.
Well, I mean, listen, this is obviously subjective, although the stats aren't.
Cal Ripken never led the league in home runs.
I just think that there's a heightened perception of Pete because of the slides and the hustle, which I love guys who hustle. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking hustle. But, you know, Pete Rose influenced the baseball game one way, by slapping singles.
Right, but
he didn't steal. He wasn't a great fielder. He didn't have power.
It just wasn't one way. The guy was on the base paths. I mean, everything Pete Rose did.
What?
He did whatever he could to win a ball game.
So I understand that. So did Jeter.
Yeah, well, and I love Jeter too.
You start a team tomorrow. You want Jeter or Rose?
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm biased toward Jeter, but
okay.
I'd probably take Jeter.
You want George Brett or Pete Rose?
Jeter led the league in hits at least twice.
Stats. Oh. Do you want George Brett or Pete Rose?
It's tough.
These are easy questions to me.
You want
Griffey or you want Pete Rose? DiMaggio or Pete Rose? Mantle or Pete Rose?
Well, wait.
Babe Ruth or Pete Rose?
How many World Series did
Hank Aaron or Pete Rose?
How many World Series did Griffey win?
None.
What about Brett?
Yeah, but that's the wrong sport to bring up championships.
Well, but Pete Rose was a winner.
First of all, George Brett won.
Yeah, okay. How many?
He's got two, right?
No, one.
He got the one.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Pete Rose was a three-time champion.
If you give George Brett Joe Morgan, I mean, come on. And Johnny Bench, instead of Steve Balboni and Frank White at the end, he's got more.
Yeah. I'm not saying he's as good.
You seem shocked that I had this take on Pete Rose.
I'm actually legitimately shocked that you said Pete Rose is overrated.
He is. I've always thought that.
Interesting.
I swear to God,
we had this conversation.
This is not like, hot take, and I don't mean it to be disrespectful. Yeah. The man passed away, but it's not tragic because he's 83. 83 is a great life, and he brought on a lot of problems himself. But Pete Rose is not a top 20 player
Joe
all the time.
Joe is in St. James. What's up, Joe?
And I'm close.
Hey, Sal. BT, I'm with you all day on this, man.
It's easy.
Listen, no one's taking away the guy's hustle and heart and drive. But, BT, you echoed my sentiments on why I called. He wasn't even the best player on his team.
Nope.
You take Bench, you take Morgan, and you take Schmidt over Rose all day long.
100%.
What was, and thank you for the call, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
You have some of the numbers there?
Looking at like other guys from his team that are Joe Morgan's in the Hall of Fame, his batting average was .271.
Played a different position, couple of MVPs as well, power.
Johnny Bench .267.
Greatest catcher of all time.
That's fine. But just the point is when we're talking about hitting wise, going up there and finishing your career with .303 batting average, that's not a joke.
That's why we have the discussion. But let me ask you guys this. Now there's no way to do this because we weren't, watching baseball in the 70s. I mean, Pete Rose coming to bat with two on, or Johnny Bench coming to bat with two on? Who are you afraid of? You're afraid of Johnny Bench.
Right.
What are you guys talking about? Johnny Bench.
Yeah.
Why?
Understood, but
Hold on. Can I just one second? Because I'm a guy who I think contact is key. If I'm going against a guy like Ichiro, who is clearly a guy, he might be a singles hitter, but he's going to find a way to continue the rally.
Yeah.
Pete Rose didn't do that?
No, he did, but Ichiro also stole 50 bases. Pete Rose didn't run. Ichiro had a rocket from right field. Pete Rose did not. There's other layers here, guys.
Right. No, I get it. But again, if you're going to make contact and keep the ball moving for the next guy, okay.
I'm not trying to diminish it. I'm just placing value in other spots.
Well, he does different things.
Understood.
My thing is, you're comparing him to other Hall of Famer, or he's not a Hall of Famer, obviously, Pete. He should be, but
he definitely should be.
Well, based on what he did on the baseball field.
He's not Ricky Henderson. You want Ricky or you want Pete Rose?
Yeah, but
who do you want?
Who do you
start a team, Ricky or Pete?
Simple question. I'm just not sure the argument.
Who do you want?
Nobody ever said that Pete Rose is the best player ever. You're saying that he's less than Hall of Famers.
No. I'm saying he's definitely a Hall of Famer. He should have been in years ago. But if we're going to attach definitive placement in the Hall of Fame, my placement of Pete Rose is a lot lower than yours.
Right.
And that's it. And others.
Right.
I think there, because of the grand total of the hits, I believe.
That's what he did, though.
I understand that.
That's what he did.
Okay, so
he led the league. The league in hits 7 times.
Understood.
And you're just like,
I'm not doing that. But because he had five.
But that was his strength.
But it was his only strength. But because he had five.
Oh,
but Sal, think about this.
Sal,
because he had 500 or 600 more hits than some players, think about what those other players had more than him. Hank Aaron.
Right.
It's not even close.
As far as home runs go,
as far as everything.
He led the league and hit 7. I mean,
why did Pete Rose play 5 positions? Because he wasn't great at anything.
This guy's a gamer.
I know he was a gamer.
How did he win an MVP?
I'm not sure.
How did he win a World Series MVP?
Because
on
he
a
had
team
the big red machine, one of the most vaunted teams in the history of baseball.
And he wasn't even the best player on that team. But somehow he won the World Series MVP. I don't know how.
Oh, come on, man. Scott Brosch just won the World Series MVP for the Yankees.
All right,
what does that mean?
Scott Brosch is not a Hall of Famer.
Understood. But he won the MVP of the World Series.
I'm surprised. I mean, where does Pete Rose rank?
Pete Rose to me, including the players now, like from the beginning of time. Now, it's segregation, that makes it tricky. But from the time baseball was invented, in my opinion, I can make the case that Pete Rose is not even a top 50 player all time.
And a guy played 25 years, led the league and hit 7 times, finished with a career batting average of .303.
Okay.
World Series MVP, multiple World Series, 70 times. I don't understand how that could be overrated. I mean, and maybe it's just me because I just thought he was one of the all-time greats.
I prioritize different things.
Right.
you know, like the more well-rounded nature to your game. Like, when I asked you, who would you rather have, Ricky or Pete Rose, for you to even think about it, it's stunning. It's Ricky!
I understood. Understood. But
you didn't answer me.
Because I just don't like the question. I don't think it's a fair question. What would I rather have?
But how else do we do that? LeBron and Jordan. These conversations always kind of, you know, blow up into these hypotheticals. The only way to address this is with a hypothetical.
Different in basketball.
Nobody was scared of Pete Rose. It wasn't stealing. It wasn't taking a yard. What are you afraid of?
People were scared of Ricky. Come on.
What?
Nobody was scared of Ricky.
Nobody was afraid of Ricky Henderson?
When he gets on the bases, he could be scary, but nobody was scared of Ricky Henderson.
The moment Ricky dug in the box, the opponents were terrified. He was on third base. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I mean, Ricky Henderson, robust career, 279 batting average.
Because he played forever, and yeah. he... I mean,
oh,
come
so did
on.
Pete Rose. He played 24 years.
Yeah, he did. No, he did play forever, but, you know, Ricky hung on. But, I mean, come on. Ricky at his apex would just... He would destroy Pete Rose.
In what?
In every facet of the game. In what?
Not hits.
Better fielder, better run producer, better run generator. Period. Yeah. Next question.
Not hits. I mean, it's selective.
Come on.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.